The Bristol Bay Borough declared an emergency response to the coronavirus at a teleconference meeting Tuesday. The focal point of the meeting was preparations and precautions ahead of the 2020 salmon season. Declaring an emergency response means the borough is now eligible to receive financial assistance at the state and federal levels. The Naknek Native Village Council will be coordinating with governing bodies to protect tribal members and elders. Most of the meeting was spent addressing the upcoming salmon season. Community members dialed in to voice some of their concerns if there is an outbreak in the community.
Okay, this is Michael Gottschalk. What are we going to do to protect ourselves? I really expect and appreciate the industry, but I am not going to bet my life on 1 pound salmon.
Think about the thousands and thousands of people that come through the airport at the same time that fishermen and processors are all coming through there, and they're headed up to Katmai. And that exposure in that small area, you are looking for a huge disaster.
I'm just concerned about outside fishermen spreading this disease to our elders, and I think you guys should shut it down. And when people start dying, if they do, just something we got to think about. All right, thank you.
It's keeping us awake at night. We sure appreciate your comments. Mr. Mayor, anything else? Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
That was Michael Gottschalk, Jennifer Aspeland, Ralph Angenson, and Mayor Dan O'Hara. Earlier this week, city officials spoke with processors and the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Assemblymember Eddie Clark was impressed with how processors are handling the situation.
The one processor that stuck out was Silver Bay. They said that they will come in and be here a short while, launch the boats and stay in the water and not come ashore even. And they would do whatever the local government wants them to do.
Other processors suggested chartering planes from Anchorage to King Salmon and using private buses to get their employees to their campuses for a 14-day quarantine. The borough is also considering the King Salmon Hangar and Mall. The assembly is working with the local emergency planning committee to authorize those locations. Mary Swain, part of a fishing task force for the east side of Bristol Bay, says BBRSDA is sending letters to their fishermen detailing the association's expectations for the upcoming season. The processors are going to work together to reach out to community members.
They're going to develop a letter to go out to all community members on their half saying these are all the things that we're going to do, and they're going to come up with a combined list of everything that they're doing collectively, and each of them will sign on that, yes, we're doing this too, so that this is what you can expect from us. Please let us know if you have more questions of us.
The borough expects to receive those letters next week, but some are worried about the rest of the fishermen coming to town. The state required all out-of-state workers operating between now and May 1st to submit plans to the governor Wednesday. Assemblymember Russell Phelps wants to see the borough enact a plan that would hold fishermen accountable at the local level.
I think the borough needs to require the fishermen get something out to the permit holders and have the permit holders write something up and give it to the borough so that the borough can approve them coming in with a plan.
Phelps also wants to address retailers like CMAR, LFS, and other maintenance workers coming into town. The assembly agreed to compile more information and to address this concern at the next meeting in April. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.